B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschatz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, second hour, DraftKings Over-Under Show. We'll get into week one of the NFL coming up in just a bit, but going to knock out the rest of this college football slate. We try to talk about every game, and we're probably going to do that going forward on our podcast, but couple of games we haven't talked about yet. Wyoming, Northern Illinois, Dan, a kind of a yawner for some people, but 7-point spread. Both teams 1-0 this year. Wyoming's got that good running game and that defense as well. And Northern Illinois struggled a year ago as well. I'm not really on a side, but I see 44.5. And I know NIU had that two quarterback system a year ago. 44 seems low to me in that one.
It does, but NIU just upset Georgia Tech outright. Wyoming comes off a slim, and I mean slim, win against Montana State, 19-16. I didn't think Montana looked very good in that game, and this spread opened at 4. I know it's up to 7. I just think that's too much, in my opinion. I also agree with the under, Joe. I think that under 44 in this one is the right side. I think this is going to be a very defensive game. I'm not going to PP anything, but I do lean NIU in the under. I just think 7. I think anything over 7, I might look at actually playing NIU.
Yeah, Jeff Sims got hurt a week ago for Georgia Tech, but
he should be back.
Rocky Lombardi, remember that name from Michigan State?
Nope.
Oof, I hate to say it. I kind of like Wyoming in this spot, but I'm not going to.
I don't think I'm going to play his side. I think the under on this one, 44, under 44 is the right side.
How about Virginia Tech off their upset win? They host Mid Tennessee State.
So Virginia Tech, this is going to be another look at spot, you know, in general. They're on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia next week. Again, not a huge game for them, but still, 20 points is a lot for a team coming off a really big emotional victory, and I can't imagine that home field advantage is going to be the same against Middle Tennessee State as it was against UNC. And Mid Tennessee State coming off a pretty impressive victory over Monmouth, 50-15. It looks like they finally figured out maybe their quarterback situation, which is, you know, a good thing. I actually lean Mid Tennessee State in this one.
Wow.
I think that they'll get it done with Bailey Hawkman, the former NC State quarterback there. So I think they cover.
I see 35-21. What do we got there? Is that not? That's not going to cover.
Yeah, I think Mid Tennessee State covers the 20 for sure.
All right. What else?
Not for sure, but that's in my mind. I'm saying
small game. Ohio off a loss, 28.5 point favorites against Duquesne. Not sure if I
give me Duquesne plus 28.
Ooh.
PP, they, if you don't mind their time.
Not bell, baby.
Yeah, so Ohio is playing on a short week next week on the road at Lafayette, and Duquesne, another pretty underrated FCS football team, in my opinion. Now, they got absolutely demolished by TCU last week. So TCU beat them 45-3. That being said, Duquesne, in my opinion, was pretty, pretty good against a bunch of these FCS schools. They beat Bryant. They beat LIU. They beat Sacred Heart. They beat Wagner. They actually went 4-0 in the preseason. They are in the season. They lose in the FCS playoffs to Sacred Heart in overtime. I think that Duquesne covers this 28 because Ohio in a terrible look-ahead spot, short week against a conference rival.
So, or sorry, not a conference rival, against a ranked opponent that's also a Group of Five team. Big game for them. I'm gonna take Duquesne here with the points. 228 is too much.
Florida Atlantic, Nicosi Perry. we all remember that him, right, from Miami.
Yep.
They take on Georgia Southern, who rushed for 365 yards last week. And Florida Atlantic defense that couldn't, you know, I don't know how great they are these days, but
I mean they did a pretty decent job against Florida. They did, or at least I thought they did. Obviously they covered that number.
I see a tight game here.
I think Georgia Southern covers this game. Triple option. You got to prepare for that after facing Florida. Very physical team. You get another physical team back-to-back. And, you know, I think this is going to be a little bit different offensively, ball control. I think Georgia Southern covers the now 7.5-point spread. And I don't love it, but I think that they do. I think that that's the way it would go. I would also maybe lean the under that one. I can see that being, for Atlantic not needing to score as much. By the way, we missed a 1 o'clock game quickly. I want to touch on that.
Okay.
Minnesota, Miami, Ohio. Minnesota 18-point favorites in this one. Obviously coming off that loss, no Ibrahim he has a torn Achilles. He's out for the season. That's a pretty big loss for Minnesota to suffer early on in the season. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this one, Joe? Because Miami Ohio just got absolutely spanked by Cincinnati.
They're going to bounce back a little bit, but no. Minnesota showed well last week, and I know they'll be without Ibrahim, but I think they'll be. They should win that game. Oof, I don't know if I touched that on a line though.
18. I'm passing on it. I don't feel great about either side. I think it's a tough one.
Here's kind of an interesting game: UAB Georgia. Right, Georgia. Obviously, you mentioned is going to be without JT Daniels. Might be without JT Daniels.
I believe that he was downgraded to doubtful at this point. I'd be stunned if they played him in this game.
And was it Tyler Johnston? Is that the kid's name from UAB?
Yep.
So I watched them beat Jackson State 31-0 that night. Their defense was good. I know they played against an FCS team, but that's a good FCS team. Georgia should not take this game lightly by any means. I don't know if the defense will be as good as it was a week ago. For UAB, but like, what's the line on here? 31-21.
So I'll get the line 20? For you exactly. It's 22.5 now because it looks like JT Daniels is not going to play. This number on this game, by the way, opened 26.5, got up to 28.5, real quick, and then obviously JT Daniels ruled out. There are a lot of 24.5s yesterday. People took now it's down to 22.5. I think Georgia scores enough. They are able to move the ball a little bit offensively today, even without JT Daniels. But again, what they did against Clemson, neither of those teams were able to score offensively, which bodes well for defense. UAB, I think, shows very well on defense. It's going to be a backup for Georgia. I think I would like Georgia with JT Daniels in there, but I think that UAB covers this big number.
I wouldn't trust an emotional win, yep. Right? Playing against a good team that you shouldn't look down on.
Yep.
Three touchdowns might be too much.
Yeah.
It could be the difference, but that 22.5, I don't like that number.
Yeah. I'd be in on a play on UAB if Georgia was playing something great last week. They're hosting South Carolina. So, again, conference game, yes, but... not exactly something you really have to prep for or whatever. So hard pass.
Okay, I want Buffalo to beat Nebraska so bad.
I do too, and I'm on Buffalo at 13.5. But I gotta be honest with you. The longer the week goes, the less I like this play. I still like Buffalo. I think this game will end up actually closing around 13.5 or whatever. But I'm I feel like maybe I'm just underrating Nebraska because of week one, the way they started against Fordham. I feel like there's a chance they come and roll Buffalo. I'm starting to regret my play on Buffalo just a little bit here. So
I see a they was it 14 points. Oh man. I think it's going to be closer than that.
Could be. I'm not buying off. I'm being a man. I'm riding it, but I don't love it. I'm perfectly honest.
I'd love to see them get upset. Frost would get canned right away.
Me too. I would love that too.
A couple of good games as we get in more into 3:30. Now, Ball State, Penn State, whatever you want to say about it. Ball State's a competitive team, but Penn State off a big win. I think defensively they should take care of business against a team like Ball State. But, you know, how do they respond? Do they, you know, a home game and they, you know, they... Because Ball State has 23 starters back from a year ago.
Yep.
Penn State is 27-3 against the MAC all time. So they eat up on MAC teams.
They do, and it's why I'm not gonna play it. However, Penn State has a look at it. This is a sandwich spot, which is a spot that I usually like to play, but Ball State was terrible against Western Illinois. Now, last week they beat them by 10. Now that could have been a look ahead, but until Ball State proves that they're better than what they showed last week, I'm not going to play them even a sandwich spot with Penn State, you know, hosting Auburn or facing Auburn next week. I'm not touching that. So to me, this is one I don't touch. I think 22 is right around the number. I think I'm just going to let it be, but I understand why. I think you're going to see Ball State be a popular dog pick today because it is a sandwich spot for Penn State.
Cal favorites last week, lose to Nevada, go on the road this week and are an 11.5-point underdogs in TC.
Yeah,
the TCU makes no sense to me.
It's a really big number and a spread that I don't understand. I think everyone's going to be on TCU at the end of the day. Or sorry, at Cal at the end of the day. It really makes no sense. This number got up to 12.5 before it was finally bet back down to 11.5 here. I'm going to pass. I mean, there's Cal is probably the right side. Like, they're probably being underrated here. The line just looks so big to me. Honestly, it scares me. So,
okay. Navy has struggled, Dan, opening games back-to-back years. They play Air Force today, and you know what? PP, Air Force -6. Tell me I'm wrong. Did they look ahead?
I'm disagreeing with you.
Did Navy look ahead? What happened here?
I'm disagreeing with you.
Because that Air Force defense looked good.
I don't... Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened in the Navy game. I got no explanation.
Dude, their offense held the ball for 40 minutes.
I know.
And they lost.
I got no explanation for that game. I have zero explanation for that game. They scored 7 points.
Give me the coach's name again. Nia Matalolo.
Nia Matalolo.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just give that one every
week. Honestly, I want nothing to do with this game. I think Navy somehow covers this game because it's huge, but like I can also see Air Force rolling them by 50. I want nothing. I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, I love these games.
I understand why you like Air Force. I do. And it's square. It's a square Joe Murray play. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
but it's also probably one of those square Joe Murray plays that you win.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, very, very square.
Yeah,
all right. Square. Let's breeze through these ones. Temple, okay. Akron. Does Temple get their first win today?
Honestly, they should, but they were so putrid against Rutgers. These two teams might be similar about how bad they are. I got nothing for you. I actually lean Akron with the points.
Cincinnati needs to cover and win. So 37 points today. I don't know if they win 40-0 against the Murray State.
Who do they have next week? I believe they have Indiana next week. Yep, on the road in Indiana. This is a look-ahead spot.
Ahead.
So I think that's why that number is so small. Mm. Wouldn't shock me if Murray State put up, you know, a touchdown or two, backdoor that. Nah, I'm passing.
How about Alabama 53.5 versus Mercer?
So these are
who's Alabama got next week?
Well, they have Florida.
Florida.
Okay. Yeah, they're hosting Florida. So again, this is the type of game.
Alabama first half.
It doesn't matter. Alabama first half is the trend. Alabama could roll out of bed and beat Mercer by 70. The problem is, when do they pull their starters? That's the real question. If you want to bet Bama, it's first half. If you want to bet Mercer, full game. I want nothing to do with this one again. Another one. By the way, total in this one's 59.5. Alabama spread 53.5. That means you're looking at a 6-point team total for Mercer.
Oof. All right, and then there's obviously a couple other games. Southern Alabama, I know you were looking at that game, Dan, earlier.
I already have a play on that. Southern Alabama at -13.5. I like that play. I'm going to roll with that play. Bowling Green, I know they covered the spread against Tennessee last week, and I know they're home, but this is still one of the worst teams in FBS, and I'm not going to feel bad about doing this. I'm sure somehow Bowling Green may somehow win this game. But South Alabama kicked booty last week. I like them again here. I think they win. I think they win, and I think they win convincingly. It's not like they have a look at they host Alcorn State next week. So good spot, too. I think they're going to dominate Bowling Green here.
Just a weird game, Texas A&M Colorado at Colorado. I don't know if Texas A&M's ever played at that elevation before.
So this would be a SEC to Pac-12 game if this wasn't a neutral field. It's technically in Denver. So while it's not technically a neutral field because it's obviously in Colorado, this is a neutral site game, kind of, in my opinion. Texas A&M fans will probably travel well. I don't know. This is going to be one where I think I'm just going to pass on the game.
Total
as well.
Over 50 points. Oh, man, I see that over.
I do, too, but there's a reason I think it's at that number. Yep. I think I go under in this one, actually. I think Texas A&M's defense is going to stifle Colorado. I don't know how many points are going to be scored in this one, to be honest with you. I think I go under here.
All right, and I know we got South Carolina, East Carolina earlier today.
We talked about that.
And then we have, was it Clemson? Playing SC State.
Yeah, Clemson.
50 burger?
49.5. They're 49-point favorite. I got nothing on this one, Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I get it. So one of those, when do they pull their starters? They're hosting GT next week, or Georgia Tech, I mean. So.
And then we'll just get these out of the way. West Virginia's a 48.5-point favorite each.
46. They are 46-point favorite. Yeah, 46-point favorite for West Virginia right now.
Western Michigan loses last week to Michigan. They're 11-point favorites again this week against Illinois State. Nothing. And then Gardner-Webb. Charlotte won. Actually, they looked pretty good, even though Duke stunk but won last night. So maybe Charlotte's a little bit better than maybe they're better this year. But
Will Healy in that offense. Pretty
good. I wouldn't touch 23.5 ever with them.
Nope.
The same with Lamar and Texas San Antonio. They're 38-point favorites. San Antonio.
I mean, they were big last week. They came up with a big win outright on the road at Illinois. Good reason to lay 38 here with Lamar, 37.5 pass.
Portland State, Washington State. Portland State, by the way, covered against Hawaii. They put up points last week. Yeah, I don't know why Washington State's -31.
Well, I mean, this is a good get back on track game for Washington State. However, they're hosting USC next week, so not exactly maybe the best time to lay 31 with a team coming off a loss. If they weren't facing USC next week, I might PP them. So.
Marshall, again, destroyed last week. 43.5-point favorites this week against NCC. Yeesh. Not sure I want to touch that one.
43 points. Hard pass on that.
Same thing with UCF, man. I was impressed with that defense late in the game there. 45.5. I don't know if I'd touch that number today. Those are all big numbers. And then I'm out. Houston might make the list for me. And we might be 3 weeks in, and I'm Houston list. And they play Rice today. All right, Dan, we got to break this one down. I want to get in the NFL, and then we'll do the 7 to 10 o'clock games later on in the show here. But Iowa State, it's the second biggest game of the day. It might even be the best game of the day. Who knows? Iowa impressed me last week. They were really good. Remember this game? Was it 2 years ago? 18-17 came right down to the final here. This a rivalry game. Brock Purdy probably playing his last time against Iowa here.
I don't think he's ever beaten them, has he?
No, but Petrus has been good. Say he's not flashy. He doesn't do anything great. And Goodson's a nice little running back. He really is. So I feel like Iowa at times is just we're going to run it down you. You're going to know what we're going to throw, and you're going to have to try to beat us. Where I just think Iowa State has a little bit more talent.
They do. They can also run the football. I know they struggled last week, which was very surprising. But Breece Hall and that Iowa State team, in my opinion, are still fantastic. Everyone's going to love Iowa this week, and I know they're going to be that public dog with fleas. I like Iowa State. Our boy Sam Pajanovic already took them at, was it 3.5 or 4? I can't remember what he had them at. But anyways, I lean Iowa State heavy. I'm not going to PP it because I feel like we've given out a lot here. But I'm gonna. I like Iowa State. I'd probably roll that one.
If we were looking at how the two teams played a week ago, I'd go Iowa, and that's exactly why I look at it and say this week.
It's probably Iowa State. It's probably,
yeah, exactly.
Iowa State, in my opinion, is the right side. In that one. And by the way, I would also go. I would also look at the over in that. By the over. Very sharp in this one. Open 43.5 up to 46 already.
Veteran quarterbacks here. Good coaching. Tough place to play. This is going to be a good game, man. 4:30 today.
I mean, see, the cornfield battle, man.
This is one of the big ones. Hey, we'll get into our week one of the NFL, and let's not forget we got a couple of more college football plays from 7 to 11, and we're going to touch on everything before we get out of here. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, second hour, DraftKings Over-Under Show. We'll get into week one of the NFL coming up in just a bit, but going to knock out the rest of this college football slate. We try to talk about every game, and we're probably going to do that going forward on our podcast. But a couple of games we haven't talked about yet. Wyoming, Northern Illinois, Dan, a kind of a yawner for some people, but 7-point spread. Both teams 1-0 this year. Wyoming's got that good running game and that defense as well, and Northern Illinois struggled a year ago. As well, I'm not really on a side, but I see 44.5, and I know NIU had that two quarterback system a year ago. 44 seems low to me in that one.
It does, but NIU just upset Georgia Tech outright. Wyoming comes off a slim, and I mean slim, win against Montana State, 19-16. I didn't think Montana looked very good in that game, and this spread opened at 4. I know it's up to 7. I just think that's too much, in my opinion. I also agree with the under, Joe. I think that under 44 in this one is the right side. I think this is going to be a very defensive game. I'm not going to PP anything, but I do lean NIU in the under. I just think 7. I think anything over 7, I might look at actually playing NIU.
Yeah, Jeff Sims got hurt a week ago for Georgia Tech, but
he should be back.
Rocky Lombardi, remember that name from Michigan State?
Yep.
Oof, I hate to say it. I kind of like Wyoming in this spot, but I'm not going to.
I don't think I'm going to play this side. I think the under on this one, 44, under 44 is the right side.
How about Virginia Tech off their upset win? They host Mid-Tennessee State.
So Virginia Tech, this is going to be another look at spot, you know, in general. They're on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia next week. Again, not a huge game for them, but still, 20 points is a lot for a team coming off a really big emotional victory, and I can't imagine.
If it's the big
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's games and sports. You bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, week one of the NFL begins, well, begin Thursday night, of course, with Tampa Bay. But now we have week one of the NFL.
Tomorrow, it's here.
1 o'clock, finally, it is here. Dan, I have lots of statistics and trends and all that stuff, but I think we should just get right into it, my man.
Yep,
let's do it. So which game should we start with?
Let's go 1 o'clock. What about Jets-Panthers? We touched on the Steelers-Bills game on the podcast. I like the Bills in that one quickly. I think we kind of touched on that. Jets Panthers, what do you like? The Jets are sharp right now. Again, I'm gonna warning sharp action in the NFL means absolutely nothing. Heads up, Jets go from 5.5 to 4 down to 3.5 some places. What are your thoughts?
Jets in September early on start the year bad. They're 1-8 against the spread the last 9 games.
Yeah,
rookie coach on the road, right?
Yep,
against quarterback and facing his old team.
So this is a fade for me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And again, I know it's 4 points. I think the Jets will be better. I'm interested to see what Zach Wilson is. I mean, I you know how high I was on him at BYU.
Yep.
I'm just looking at it from afar. They struggle early on, the Jets. They have a new coach, new quarterback. Matt Rhule in a second year with Sam Darnold in a revenge game. I think Carolina's worth a look.
I agree. I think that I was surprised that this went from 4 to 5.5 and now back down to 4, 3.5. I think Carolina's probably the side I was going to take if I were going to take something in this game. But I think this is going to be a wait and see for me. Like I definitely have no interest in playing this game whatsoever. So it's going to be a wait and see game. I do think that Carolina is going to be very interesting to watch early on offensively, how they operate with Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold finally no longer has an excuse to be a poor quarterback. He has to produce at a level. So I'm interested to see. And the Jets, by the way, that Jets defense knows Sam Darnold pretty well. So
Jets are also a terrible road team against the spread, 4-11 in the last 15 years.
Jets were just a terrible team in general. So, but mm-hmm. I mean, let's see if Salah turns them around early on.
That's right. Okay. How about this one? Just a divisional game. There's only two divisional games.
Yep.
This one here, Jacksonville, Houston, then of course the Patriots and Dolphins. Divisional dogs do very well, Dan.
Yeah, they roll.
Very well. 68% over the last 13 years, divisional underdogs. Jacksonville goes to Houston. I think we might have mentioned this on our podcast, but without knowing Houston's roster, this is a Houston home dog pick for me all the time.
It is, too. Rookie coach, rookie quarterback on the road. It's just, it's Houston. I think if this was any other team in the NFL, it doesn't matter how bad they are, I think I'd roll with them. But just because everything is such a cluster in Houston right now, I don't think I'm going to take them. Jacksonville not only is the public side, also the sharp side in this one. I think there's going to be points. I think Houston will score. I think I'd rather go total in this one. I think I'd lean over if I was going to choose a side. I'm sure there's a little bit of value in Houston, but I think I'm just going to straight up pass on that.
Real quick, a couple of things I'll throw out here. Jaguars start. Remember, they won their opening game last year and then lost every other one.
Yep.
They're 5-1 against spread when they play in September. Remember, they beat the Patriots a few years ago early on in the season. They play well out of the gate, but under is the play in this one. 4-0 the last four meetings. And whenever there are a road favorite, 5-1 in their last six games, under.
Yeah. I
kind of want to fade the new coach angle here.
I get it. I do. I don't blame it, but it's a new coach both sides, right?
Both sides. And, yep, one's a home dog. Meyer versus Kelly,
if this was an experience head coach on the Houston side, I'd probably be taking the three right now.
I can't do it.
And by the way, that probably gets the 3.5 before game time. So if you like Houston, I think you probably wait on that.
Now, Watson was the difference last year, but they won 27-25 late in the year.
If Watson's playing, I'm taking the Houston 3 immediately. There's no question about that. So,
all right, here's a good one. Pittsburgh-Buffalo. I'm a little torn on this one because Buffalo was so good against the spread last year. We think Pittsburgh's down, right?
Yep.
There's a lot of love for Pittsburgh in this matchup. And I'm trying to find it. I don't know if it's, you know, TJ Watt getting the big contract. Is it, you know, you hear about, Ben Roethlisberger being in shape here. I just think Buffalo's a wagon and they're at home. It's just, I don't know. Like, Pittsburgh very well is a road underdog, though. 10-3 against the spread the last 13 as a road underdog. But when Buffalo's favored, they're 5-1 against the spread the last six. They have rang the bell when they've been a favorite. 6.5 is a tough number in week one for me, though.
Don't forget about Roethlisberger's road-home splits. And I know that obviously didn't translate last year, but I'm going to go with the career work instead of the one-season anomaly, and I'm still going to go with the fact that I think Roethlisberger and the Steelers struggle on the road. The offensive line, in my opinion, is horrendous. I know Starlu Tulele is out for the Bills, but nonetheless, that defensive line should eat against that offensive line. I'm not overthinking this one. Give me the Bills PP minus 6.5 here, Tom.
To back you on this, Ben Roethlisberger, his last 10 week one games, 3-7 against the spread. Buffalo also last year, 9-1 at home, 7-3 against the spread.
Not overthinking this one. I know the spread says take Pittsburgh. I'm not overthinking it.
I agree with you. I just don't like the 6.5.
I'm telling you, in a college game, I look at the 6.5 and say, no way. Mm-hmm. In this one, I look at it and say, hey, it's the NFL. This happens every week, week in, week out. They try and trap you with these lines. Nope.
How about Arizona, Tennessee? Interesting game. Tennessee's getting the 3. You assume it's because they're at home. I haven't really looked at the trends in this one, but I see Hopkins having a day with an inexperienced Tennessee secondary. Their secondary is completely different. They're going to put a rookie out there. All I'll tell you is this. Arizona is 4-0 against the spread the last 4 meetings between these two teams. They don't play often. I know, and then maybe you can just throw that one out the window. But the Cardinals as road underdogs. You ready for this? 8-3-2 under Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I gave out Arizona +3 on the podcast. I'm still, as a PP on the podcast, still rolling with that now. Nothing has changed my mind on this one. I think they're the right side. We talked about the change of offensively for the offensive coordinator for Tennessee, the amount of talent they lost defensively, trying to integrate everyone on the new offense. Also, the loss of Jonnu Smith is going to be big. They're going with Anthony Firkser at the tight end spot. I just think it's a lot of change there, and I'll take a good comparable team in a place I don't think it's going to be super hard to play in Tennessee. So, I'll take Arizona.
What do you think of the total on this one?
I think over. I think you're going to see Arizona. I think there's going to be a lot of miscommunication. Under. Apologies. I think there's going to be a lot of miscommunication early on. But I do think eventually you are going to see, both these teams, get it together defensively. So if you're looking over maybe first half. But I think second half these teams figured out defensively. I go under on that.
I'm out on that. Yes, the ball is. It really is different. Yeah. It is different. One weird thing about these two teams, and the home team is always 4-0 against the spread, and yet the favorite is 4-0 against the spread whenever these two teams meet. So that's I don't like that matchup whatsoever. I don't like it. And 1 o'clock games just continuing. How about a first-time coach at home getting now 8 points in the Lions versus the 49ers?
Dan Campbell's such a hard guy to back in situations. I absolutely lean Detroit, though. Anyone feel like San Francisco being just a little bit overrated on the road? I mean, San Francisco was down last year. Like, they were down, and now we're kind of propping them back up to be this fantastic team again. Obviously, Jim Garoppolo back, but I don't know, dude. Like, I'm still not fully bought in on the San Francisco 49ers team. I'm just not. Like, they were fourth in the NFC West last year for a reason. And yeah, you could argue the reason was the quarterback, but defensively they struggled as well. I still don't think this team is a team I want to back yet. I lean Detroit, which is crazy. I'm not going to take them now because I think this ends up getting to 9.5 by tomorrow.
So a couple of things I looked into here. When Detroit's a home underdog in their last 15 games, they're 4-11 against the spread. San Fran, when they are in road openers, I looked up their last 7 road openers, they're 5-2 against the spread. The other thing is, in those home openers, in all those games, they went over the total. So, again, new teams, different teams, crowds are here this year. They weren't here a year ago. It's just sometimes when you look at these numbers, it's just that when I look at trends, it just happens. I don't know how, I don't know if you can bet that way or not. I just tell you what it is. It's just strange.
And don't forget, like, this San Francisco team, after they just destroyed the Patriots, they got, the rest of the season, they weren't the same. They lose at Seattle, home versus Green Bay, at New Orleans. They finally win against the Rams in a divisional game, then lose Buffalo, Washington, at Dallas, finally beat Arizona, and then lose again to Seattle. Like, their only 2 wins were divisional games. Outside of the division last year, this team very much struggled. I know there's a lot of quality teams in that read right there, but I that's too much. Over a touchdown, too much for me. I think that's too many points.
All right, and then we got a battle of new coaches going at it. Philadelphia, Atlanta. Atlanta's 3.5 at home, okay? I don't like Nick Sirianni. I think we've talked about this off the air, Dan, but we didn't see much of Philadelphia this year. They went 1-7 against the spread on the road last year. When they were a road underdog, 0-4 against the spread. But Atlanta wasn't good either. They went 3-5 against spread at home last year. And I had to look this up. What are they in week one Atlanta the last 5 years against the spread? 0-5.
So they open 3.5. They open as 3.5-point favorites in this one. I lean Atlanta just based off the line. I want literally nothing to do with this game. I got no idea. I got no feel. Where's the angle? I'm big on Jalen Hurts. Like, I really am big on Jalen Hurts. So I feel like he could come out and have a monster game for Philly. Or Philly's defense could absolutely, you know, crap the bed, and Atlanta could just roll offensively, even without Julio Jones, who I feel like has definitely gone down, you know, the last couple of years. They add Kyle Pitts. That offense is going to be interesting to see there. I think this is a game you completely stay away from, Joe. Honestly, I want nothing to do with this
one. I want nothing to do with it. And just to give you one more tread, last year when the Falcons were a home favorite, they went 1-4 against the spread. That you can't back that team at home.
No, I can't back. Atlanta's on the do not back list right now, unless there's a great angle. And Hurts is not a rookie quarterback. If Hurts was maybe a rookie quarterback, I'd say, maybe. I just think it's different this year. Hurts looks talented to me.
All right, we get the Patriots game, the rest of the 4 o'clock slate, the 8 o'clock, the Monday Nighters. We're going to sneak it all in before we wrap up the show.
We're going in the 9.
You're listening to 98 Feathers.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here, DraftKings Over-Under Show. 425, Dan already gave this one out. I got the Chiefs. Now it's 5.5. Give me 5.5 PP Chiefs. Now, normally I fade the team that lost the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Generally I do. But the record of Baker Mayfield and Cleveland in week one is over. So therefore, I will not back that. Give me the Chiefs, 5.5 PP win week one.
Yeah, I agree. You gave that on the podcast. I agree with you there. Don't overthink it in this one either. I like Cleveland. I they're still a team on the rise. They're great again. But again, they lost the AFC Championship game in not so fun fashion. Odell Beckham Jr.'s status still up in the air. There's been a lot of talk about potential injuries still on that Cleveland team. I'm just going to go with Kansas City. I think they're the better team. And now they have a very, very good offensive line. People are going to forget that, you know, Cleveland was able to get to Patrick Mahomes with a lot of pressure last year. I don't know if that's going to be the same in week one this week. I think everyone's going to be on Cleveland. That's going to be the super sharp, you know, NFL side. And usually those don't do so hot. So I like Kansas City in the public with you.
Giants Broncos, check this out. The Giants are 8-3 against the spread their last 11 games as an underdog. The under is 4-0 in Denver's last 4 games as a road favorite. But when the Giants play in week 1, the last 4 years they're 0-4 against the spread. I lean under in this one.
I'm not PPing it yet cuz it hasn't gotten there, but if this gets a 3 or above, I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the Giants. So I'm waiting on that. It's getting close. Like we're getting to the point where there looks like there's some threes popping up everywhere. But it's still not readily available. But if this gets to 3, give me the Giants.
Green Bay, New Orleans. Obviously Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers back. And I was looking at some trends in this one. The Saints, now the game got moved, right?
Yeah, it's in Jacksonville now.
Week one, the Saints are 1-6 against the spread, 7-0 on the over.
This is really sharp, and I like the Saints earlier this week. We talked about Untoucher and Rich.
By the way, they had one win last year against Tampa Bay.
I liked it at 4.5. It's down to 3.5 now. I don't want it. I think I'm just going to pass on it. I don't think I'm going to take it. I'm all set on the Saints. I do think the Saints win this game. And I think I'm against the Packers this year. I really am. I'm not super high on the Packers. That being said, like, there's a lot of injury stuff coming out in New Orleans right now. I mean, they just cut Latavius Murray. Adam Trotman's not going to play, or if he is going to play, it's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Opening day for fans in Vegas, however. Opening day for fans in Vegas.
1-5 against the spread, the final six last year at home.
It's a big game. Big game for Vegas. You can't talk about Baltimore without talking about what's happened to the running back corps in the past couple weeks. Three running backs lost to ACL injuries, J.K. Dobbins, Justice Hill, and now who was the latest one?
Gus Edwards.
They send Le'Veon Bell, they send Latavius Murray. Who knows who's going to start in that backfield? At least they have an extra day. I'm assuming Latavius Murray probably gets a start there, along with Tyshawn Williams, but it's going to be tough to do that. Baltimore's already missing so much offensively. I think that this is going to be a game where I think defense might dominate this game. I think I'd pass on this one. I lean under, to be honest with you.
Now, Dan, we couldn't get to the rest of the college slate, but there's two games to talk about. Obviously, there's the BYU-Utah game, which I love, the Holy War. Utah, 7-point favorites, total at 49. I love this game, and I bet on it every year. Utah might be the side here, even though it's in Provo. So, yep, so Utah might be the side in this one this year.
Yeah, so it's in Provo. Again, BYU, in my opinion, we've talked about this team a lot. They've lost so much talent. And, obviously they beat Arizona. They don't cover that game, which I think is one of the ones we talked about. I do regret not taking Zona that game, by the way. But they do beat Arizona. They don't cover that one. I think that this is a huge game for them. They have Arizona State next week. We'll find out really what BYU is the next 2 weeks here. I think Utah rolls this game, though. I think Utah started very slow, their first game. But I think they're a very good team, and I just don't know how good BYU is going to be, even with their victory on the road in Arizona. I guess it was a neutral site game, but I like Utah on that one.
Do you know that Utah's won the last five meetings and are 5-0 against the spread in Provo?
Wow. They are a very well coached team, and Charlie Brewer, Baylor transfer, starting quarterback there.
And 1 minute to go here, Dan. Stanford at USC. We all know about the rivalry here between the two of them. The over in the last five meetings at USC, 5-0.
Yeah, I got nothing for this one. I lean USC with the points. I know that's super square, but that's a pass for me. Washington, Michigan, quickly.
Oh yeah,
6.5. I gave it out on the podcast already. With the side, I like. What do you like on this one?
Washington.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I just can't put my money on Michigan.
Overvalued Michigan side versus an undervalued Washington team after that loss. Texas, Arkansas, 7. Joe, what do you like there?
Texas rookie freshman, essentially a freshman quarterback on the road in his first game. That's on the road. Card.
Yeah. And
don't love the line, but I think Texas is talented, though.
And now you're seeing Arkansas pop 7. Some 7.5s are looking like they're popping
and
up.
And people may be down on them from a week ago.
NC State, Mississippi, NC State minus a 1-point favorite on the road. This was 2.5
early in
the week.
NC State should win, but Mississippi is a tough place to play.
And their SEC team, we just talked about. Mm. We've talked about how many times ACC teams don't do well in these situations. By the way, look at Louisville on the road at SEC team. How'd that work out for them? App State, Miami. Miami 8.5-point favorite hosting App State, Joe.
App State doesn't have it. I don't think they have it, man. I think Miami wins this game.
I think this is one of those sneaky games where you're supposed to react and take Miami coming off that Bama game, but App State looked awesome last week. I think I'd probably roll with them again, especially that this is 8.5 points. It's a lot of points. Quickly, Joe, two more games. Missouri, Kentucky. Kentucky, 5.5-point favorites at home, Missouri. Hosting Missouri.
Missouri, give me the points.
Yeah, I agree with that one, too. That one I might actually add to my card later. San Diego State on the road at Arizona. Arizona, 2-point favorite. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I like San Diego State.
Yeah, me too. I think Arizona's going to be the sharp side in that one, though, and they certainly have been so far. And finally, we're not going to get to everything tonight. So finally, your Flying Hawaiians on the road in Corvallis against Oregon State and the Beavers.
Wait until a
11-point favorite.
Wait until a pick that comes out later on tonight on Twitter. On that
okay,
one.
All right. I think I have a feeling that you and me are going to be on the same side of that one because I will. I'll dabble with you later. So, all right, that's it. I mean, there's some games we didn't get to. Couldn't get to everything.
And we're going to change our format. We're going to hit every game during the podcast going forward and do a lot of the top 25 games in the NFL on this show going forward here.
Yes.
So, all right, thank you. Woo! A lot of content in there today, Dan. Week one of the NFL season, and of course, we do just want to, again, remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the tragic day in 2001. The role that sports played in the aftermath of those horrific events. In about a minute here, you'll hear a special tribute for everybody here at 98.5 The Sports. But once again, this has been another edition of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.